Welcome to Clean Slates, Clean Plates. My name is Tamika Price. This is the introductory episode, and you don't even understand. You really don't understand. You might, if you follow me on Instagram, on Plant-Based Tamika and Clean Slates, Clean Plates, because I've been pretty transparent about this journey to creating this podcast and how it is a partnership with the Lord. Because I had no intention on creating a podcast. I always thought it would be cool, but I never was like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do until the Lord gave this to me to do. So this is the thing. When you rededicate or when you dedicate your life to the Lord, something that comes with that is zeal. It's like you're on fire. And when God gave me this name and when he told me, like, I need you to start podcasting about your journey, your life, your rededication to me, I was like, okay. And then I just kind of started hitting the ground running with like researching. And long story short, I started the process and still very heavily in prayer, very heavily in tune with what the Lord is telling me. You know, fasting, just doing my best, doing my very best to stay in alignment with God. So with that being said, I started running into like problems with this podcast and getting it off the ground in terms of the audio. It sounded like hot garbage. No matter what I purchased, no matter what I bought, I had to purchase multiple different mics, multiple different audio interfaces. I had to figure out what the heck audio interface even was, because I'm like, how can I do this without one of those? I'm just trying to do it as easy breezy as possible, because no matter what it looks like on social media, I am not that tech girl. That's not me. I don't know much of anything about technology. Okay. So after a few months of that, I had a whole hissy fit with the Lord. I was sitting here in this chair and I'm replaying the audio. And this is after multiple attempts. I had like maybe 50 or 60 test sessions of audio after I watched over 50 YouTube videos trying to figure out what's going on. And, you know, over some months time of researching and organizing and just all different kinds of things. So that was my boiling point, basically. And I left out of here. I remember I was just like, my eyes were welling up with tears. And I just went straight to my prayer closet. I was like, God. I was crying out, okay? I was like, God, why are you making this so hard for me to be obedient? Like, why are you making it so hard? You told me to do this. This was your idea. You called me. So he immediately said, any shift is painful. And I was like, okay. And I immediately started to feel not ashamed, but a conviction for crying and just being upset, because I'm like, the Lord has been taking me through a pruning process to even be able to birth out this podcast. And throughout that process, I have matured so much spiritually, which like matures you as a human overall, but I've matured so much spiritually in these last 4 months. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, if I would have been able to do this way before in my life, oh my gosh, where would I be now? Where would I be? But God is like, look, I am going to redeem your time. Don't even worry about you're worrying about the wrong things. God told me, he said, look, I'm going to take this one platform where I have built you up in, and I'm going to pick you up and move you into this other arena. And I need you to be transparent, and I need you to be honest with my children. So I'm so, so excited to just share this journey and also have these conversations with other people, other entrepreneurs, other foodies, other creatives, people in ministry. I want to talk to those people who have the stories and who are willing to share and be honest. Because look, we're living in a time where it's so much smoke and mirrors. It's so much false humility, and it's not enough people that are being honest about the struggle while they're still in the struggle. I find it that a lot of people are okay with talking about the struggle once they've overcome, once they've come out. And what about the people who are right smack dab in the middle or coming right into this storm? So that is why I felt so exposed while God was pruning me through this process of saying, hey, I need you to start this podcast. Meanwhile, I'm feeling like I'm naked and, you know, like that show Naked and Afraid. I feel like I'm naked in the woods and it's cold and everything like that. I know the Lord is my covering. I know like I was provided. I am provided for. I know God is never going to leave me and never forsake me. But when I tell you I had to die to my old self and how painful that is, it's like you have to mourn who you know yourself to be. And I'm 41 years old, and that is not an easy thing to do. We need truthful conversations, and God is truth. God is truth. God is love. God is everything that is good. I've been known to share joyful things online, and there is no joy without God. Period. Like, God is joy. So even in the most worst circumstances, you're not happy, but you can still have joy because you know, look, I'm not alone. God is right there with me. God is right there with me. And he is, look, through everything that happens to us, every challenging thing that happens to us, every valley that we're in, God is right there with you. He is right there. You are not alone. You might be sitting there wrapped up in the covers, feeling alone, feeling forgotten about, feeling like your friends aren't checking on you, like your family is not concerned about you. But if you lean on your heavenly Father, one thing that God is not a genie. And I've learned so much about prayer and how to approach him in reverence and respect and fear and love and everything like that. So this podcast is ultimately an act of obedience. This is an act of obedience, and you cannot please God without obedience, and you cannot please God without faith. As I'm being patient and waiting for God to give me the clearance to start this podcast, the only thing I know to do is to pray and read my word. And when I tell you I needed every bit of the time that God gave me before he gave me the clearance to start speaking to you, because he's like, look, if you just start speaking in zeal to my children, that's not good enough. I need you to have the Holy Spirit to speak through you. And I need you to have understanding. I need you to learn these lessons first. And that is what I didn't understand when I was having all my hissy fits to God. That's when I was not understanding. I'm like, God, you want me to do this? Why you want me to do this? So he's basically saying, okay, I just need you to slow down. So as I'm reading my word, as I'm reading the Bible, God spoke to me. I don't even remember what I was reading. I just remember being in my word and all of a sudden hearing God, not in an audible voice. I hear the words. It's like I feel him speaking to me. And God said, I thought we were partners. When I tell you I put down my Bible and I sat here looking like this. I was in utter shock. God was like, you're still trying to take control over this. You still have control issues, Tamika. You still think that you can do things in your own power. How many of us have control issues and think that we can do things in our own power, in our own overworking, in our own hustle culture? It's such a detrimental mindset to have to, if you get up, you work hard, you'll succeed, da da da. Apart from him, you can do nothing. It's in the book of John. It's about us being a branch. God is the vine. He is the vine. We are only a branch. Apart from him, once that branch break off, baby, you on your own. And guess where I do not want to be? I do not want to be apart from him. And being apart from him is being disobedient. So although God is saying, yes, you are being obedient, but babe, like, you don't understand my timing. So my timing is, I need you to understand certain things in this book. I need you to have these revelations. I was devouring the living word. I was devouring different books. I read The Awe of God by John Bevere. It was so, so good. So, so impactful. And it speaks about how having the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the beginning of understanding who God is. I needed to read that book. I needed to read that book before approaching you in this podcast. I also read a book by Joy Dawson called Forever Ruined for the Ordinary. That book is so good. A++. I needed to read that book. That book had a message for me. She was speaking to me in there. So God revealed about my control issues before starting this podcast, and he worked on them. I'm sure he's still working on them. And God also revealed to me my level of pride. Oh my gosh. I had no idea. I was prideful reacting to God telling me that I was prideful. I was like, what? Me? It was so eye-opening. And pride can be so easily hidden. Pride can be so, so easily hidden. There's so many things that we do that are displeasing to the Lord. So many sinful things that are not easily seen by the eye. Some things are obvious, like drunkenness, you know, but there's certain things that we do that we are able to hide and mask as other things. And pride was that for me. So he revealed to me where I was prideful in my life. And once he convicted of me of that pride, I prayed like, Lord, please, please reveal it wherever it is in my life that I'm not aware of it. Please clean out my heart. Remove it from my heart. Remove pride from my heart. Lord, replace it with humility. Lord, replace it with wisdom. God, I need kingdom thinking. I need a kingdom mindset. So God needed to work on me and just do his surgery on my heart, on my mind before approaching you. And I'm so, so grateful that he did. I'm so, so grateful that he did. So now this podcast can actually help someone. I've been given the power and the authority now to do this. But if I started it before, if I was just like, you know what, it's all my timing, then I would have been speaking out of the flesh. And how dangerous would that have been? Because God gave me the platform that he gave me. He gave me this community. He gave me you watching this. And so many of us, I just want to take this moment to say, so many of us operate in our flesh and then later ask God to bless it. So I want to encourage you to bring your dreams, bring your business ideas, bring everything, not just the big things. Please bring everything to the Lord first in prayer. Ask him to guide your steps. Ask him to bring you clarity on these things. Ask him to purify your motives, because a lot of the times God hasn't given us our dreams. He hasn't delivered them to us because our motives are not pure yet. So ask for him to reveal those things to you. Whatever it is that you're doing that may be displeasing, is that a word? Whatever. Whatever that you're doing that is not pleasing to him, ask him to reveal those things to you. Because I'm telling you, he will reveal it. But this is the thing. God talks in different ways. So if you're not in your word, he may choose to speak to you through that. He may choose to speak to you through convicting you in his living word. So you must read the Bible. You must read your Bible. I love this Bible because it has different parts to it, to where it breaks down the people in the Bible. It breaks down the time of the Bible. It breaks down different themes, the tones of the time, that type of thing. Because I just can't read a Bible and think that I'm going to decipher everything properly, that I think that I'm going to get everything out of it that I'm supposed to. So I definitely need to study it. So I definitely suggest getting a study Bible. And also understanding that prayer, because you absolutely got to pray, like, absolutely. And the way that God has brought me from these quick in passing prayers that I was doing, these quick 2 minute prayers that I was doing, things like that, to the point where he's brought me to praying on my knees with a yoga mat. My knee's bad now. He's gotten me to be able to pray for 10, 20, 30 minutes and be unfazed and do this 2 and 3 times a day as needed, as desired, just to get into his presence. Because this world, the number one thing that is pulling you away from your ultimate will of God is distraction. And you and I both know what that is. Mainly it's our phones. Mainly. I know I'm speaking to you through your phone more than like right now. We know when we're mindlessly scrolling. We know when we're doing it, when it's no longer productive. So I encourage you to read your word, to pray, to block out the distractions. Sometimes the distractions are just several other things going on, and it's okay to say, I have to put God first and I have to put him in the center. It's okay, because guess what? That is how you are supposed to be doing it. If you put anything first, if you put anything over God and you can't restructure that, if you can't put him back at the top, if you can't put him in the center, be careful, because that's idolatry more than likely. Let's not idolize our family. Let's not idolize our children. Let's not idolize our job. Let's not idolize our businesses. God is the reason we have all of those things. All of this stuff is on loan. Our bodies are on loan. All of this stuff is on loan. And I think that the sooner that we understand that and realize that and get in the mindset of that, this is not my house. This is not my car. This ain't even my body. Okay. This is just the vessel that God has given me, and he made me this way so I can speak to you. That's why there's so many people necessary, different languages, different ethnicities, different everything. That we are all necessary. All of our testimonies are necessary. All of our stories are necessary. So don't you ever think for one instance it's too many people out there doing this or that. If God has called you to do it, you're necessary. And your purpose is to glorify God. And his will for you is going to be something in that arena. I remember before God really approaching me and pulling me in. And my biggest goal was to get on TV. I want to get on TV. God gave me the ability to be comfortable in front of the camera. God gave me the ability to think quickly on camera. I'm good on live TV, blah, blah, blah. Not realizing that, yes, God still wants to do all those things for you. However, you have to purify your motives. It was about myself. It was about self-promotion. It was about self-ambition. And it was about seeking validation in money, seeking validation in being on TV, that type of thing. That's all gone. It's all gone. I'm totally fine if God says, no, we're not doing that. I'm totally fine with that. But if and when he so chooses to deliver that dream to me and to give that dream to me, I know that I am going to be representing him. I'm doing it for the kingdom. I'm not doing it for myself. Those motives have been purified now. So God told me, he said, you're ready now. You are ready. I got on my knees. I prayed. I felt the inkling twice. I think I'm ready to start the podcast. It was yesterday. And I was like, Lord, give me clarity. Give me clarity. If I'm ready to address your children, please let me know. Please give me clarity. And I felt yes. But because I'm like, that felt a little fleshy. That felt like a fleshy yes. So I always ask for confirmation. I rarely ever go with the first answer, because a lot of the times I'm just like, what if that's my flesh just saying that? So I would go in prayer, and I asked a few more times between yesterday and this morning. And this morning God said in prayer, he said, yes, you can start today. And I said, just in case, Lord, if my voice was not silenced through this prayer, Lord, please, if it's not meant for me to address your children just yet, please hinder me from starting. So I want to invite you to join me on this journey. Check out episode one. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you feel. Are you convicted? Are you confirmed? That's a beautiful thing that the Lord will do. That is the Holy Spirit's main job once it comes to us, is to convict us and to confirm us. So I've been convicted more than I've been confirmed. And that's a good thing, because it comes growth with that. It comes growth, because you don't have to be perfect when you come to God, because that's impossible. You're not going to be perfect. So we're not perfect when we come to God, and we're not right when we come to God. But once we come to God, you don't want to do the same things that you were doing before. You're like, that doesn't feel right. I don't get the joy from that. I don't get the, not even joy. I don't get the enjoyment from that anymore. So that's what this is all about. I'm so excited to share this journey with you. If there's a specific topic that you want me to talk about, anything, whatever it may be, drop it in the comments. If you're here with me, if you are here with me on this journey, drop down. I'm here, girl. I'm here with you, girl. Drop it down in the comments. Thank you so much. I love you. Until next time.